Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, The Science of God, Chapter 14, Ideal Family Life. Today's text, I believe, is 37. We can have Rupanuga give class because he prepared for this verse. Purani Anena Shistani Nri Triya Rishi Devata Sete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purushu Hyauso Puranyanena Sastani Nirtigrayagrishadevata Shete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purusho Hyaso Puranyanena Sastani Vigtrigyag Rishidevata Sete Jive Nadrupena Pureshu Pudusho Hyasu Purani. Residential places or bodies. Anena. By him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shristani, among those creations. Nir, man. Turyak, other than human beings. Animals, birds, etc. Rishi, saintly persons. Devata, and demigods. Sete, lies down. Jivena, with the living entity. Rupena, in the form of Paramatma. Pureshu, within those residential places or bodies. Purusha, the Supreme Lord. He, indeed. Asau, he, the Personality of Godhead. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places, like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints, and demigods. In all of these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus he is known as Purushavatara. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Supreme Personality of Godhead,
has created many residential bodies.
Has created many residential places like the bodies.
Of human beings, animals, birds, saints, and demigods. I was just testing to see if you could get them all right in the same order. In all these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus he is known as Purushavatar. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If you go to class with Paladananda Maharaj, you have to repeat the whole verse without looking.
He makes everybody listen. When you go to his class, you really have to, you really get nervous because you know you're going to get quizzed. In Bhagavad Gita 18:61, it is said. Anybody know 18:61? I'll give you the first word. Ishwara. Ishwara sarvabhutanam hridayeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutanam yantya rudrani maya. Famous verse. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and he is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated on a machine made of the material energy. The living entity, who is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exists on the mercy of the Lord, who is always with him in any form of body. The living entity desires a particular type of material enjoyment. Thus the Lord supplies him with a body, which is like a machine. Just to keep him alive in that body, the Lord remains with him as a Purusha, Shirodakshayi Vishnu. This is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5:35. Eko pyaso rachayitam jagadananda kotim yachchaktir ashti jagat ananda chaya yad anta anantarasta paramano chayantarastam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Govinda, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of his plenary portions and thus manifests to the infinite energy throughout the material creation. The living entity, being part and parcel of the Lord, is known as Jiva. The Supreme Lord Purusha remains with the Jiva to enable him to enjoy material facilities. Om Agyana Tamarandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Minitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. We are born in the darkness of ignorance. Our spiritual master is opening our heart with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore we offer our most respectful and humble obeisances in the dust of his lotus feet. Puranyanena shishtani nirtigyag rishadevita sete jivena rupena pureshu purusho hyasau. Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints, and demigods. All of these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus he is known as the Purushavatar. Prabhupada begins his purport by quoting a verse from Bhagavad Gita, Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Hridayeshe Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutanam Yanta Rudrani Mayayam. The Supreme Lord is situated in the heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated on a machine made of the material energy. So, we living entities, sometimes I actually sit and wonder how it was that we were so foolish that we could come into the material world and try to enjoy. And Srila Prabhupada said somehow or another, we make that choice. Once we make that choice, then we fall under the control of material nature. Material nature works according to laws. They're called karma, actions. Look, our actions create other types of actions. There are actions that elevate one to spiritual life. There are those who actions that raise one to the heavenly planets, there are those actions which will let one remain in the material world, in our earthly realm as a human being, and there's those that'll drag one down into lower species of life. So as the living entity acts, what happens is that Krishna, in the form of the Paramatma, accompanies the living entity, and he's a witness. Just like sometimes people won't admit to a crime because they say, nobody saw me do it. You know, that's one of their, they have to have circumstantial evidence then. Well, where were you at that time? And got, you have proof that you were there at such and such a time, and we know, blah, 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 it goes on and on, they try to figure it out. But they forget that Krishna is witnessing their activities. In the material world, the judicial system may be flawed, but in the spiritual sense, there's no flaw in the material situation, in the judicial situation. Krishna is very, very expert. It's described that he even knows what we're thinking. Imagine the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like yesterday we were hearing that not only is there life on this planet, but there is life on all planets. Very, very broad philosophy that we have to take on the basis of Shastra. Some people say they went to the moon, some people say they didn't. But even those who said they went said they didn't see anybody there. There was nobody home. But yet the scriptures say that on every single planet there is life. So Krishna creates different types of bodies, as being described here. He creates human bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints, and demigods. And in all these innumerable bodies, or bodily forms, the Lord resides within the living entity as the Paramatma. The Lord, in the Bhagavad Gita, as I'm reading this purport to that verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes, states that the living entity, the jiva soul, is not the all-in-all. Many times we think that way, that we're very, very, very important. And we forget that there is a Supreme Lord accompanying us. As Prabhupada writes in the purport to the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or He Himself, Krishna, is the localized Supersoul, sits in the heart and directs, and the heart directing the living beings. When the living being changes the body, he doesn't remember being in a previous body. Sometimes you have a rare case. I remember one case, there was some girl in India that went back to her house, and there was some famous case, and she knew exactly who lived in each room, and, you know, well, what the grandmother's name was, and it was a very famous case, and everybody was quite bewildered how she could remember everything like this. But generally, the living entity does not remember anything of his previous life. But the Supersoul, he is the knower of past, present, and future. And the Supersoul, being such a knower, he knows exactly what we did in our past. He was the witness of all of our activities. And as the witness of all of our activities, he remembers them all. Just like I was talking to one old friend last night on a walk, and he said he started remembering when he was 10 years old all the things that he did. Krishna also remembers what he did when he was 10 years old. Krishna remembers what you did when you're 2 years old. Krishna remembers what you did when you're 5 years old, 50 years old. He remembers everything. And therefore, the individual soul is directed by the Supersoul, and the living entity simply gets what he deserves, and nothing more, nothing less. There's no bonus points. You get exactly what you earned. And once one gets, is being directed by this Supersoul according to the way he deserves, the living entity is carried by the material body, which is created by the material energy. So our bodies carry us around. Everybody has a particular type of body. Some bodies stay awake during the Bhagavatam class. Some bodies sleep. That was just to wake those who were sleeping up. And the material nature is creating this material body, which will act a certain way. It'll automatically act a certain way. Sometimes people don't like, say for example, certain things which they eat. You give me chunks of carrots in my salad, I don't like it. If they're grated up and they're skinny and thin, I don't mind it. But if they're just big chunks, I don't eat. I just put them off to the side, I won't eat them. Why? Because in my last lifetime I had a body that desired not to have carrot chunks for some reason. That's just in case anybody here is cooking for me. And everybody has a different type of body. And they got a particular body according to their previous activities. And that body acts according to the laws of material nature, which are under the direction of the Supersoul. So, as the living entity is placed in a particular type of body, just everybody gets their own body. They can't stop that. Everybody gets a body. Then according to that body, he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. He's forced to act accordingly. Although he thinks himself to be the doer of activities, in actuality what's happening is that the modes of nature are simply working. I was thinking of this the other day, how important Krishna consciousness is, and how important Krishna conscious training is. Because I was sitting in a chair near a park, and I saw some squirrels running around. Kind of mentioned this yesterday, but not the whole purport to it. The squirrels were running around. They were just running, and then they'd stop, and then their tail would go like that. And then they would look around a little bit, stand up, clap their hands, and go to the, and run to the next place real fast, and slam on the brakes, and climb up a tree, and then down the tree, and up the tree, and over onto the house, and just randomly following the mind and the senses. And then I saw a young child, about 2 or 3 years old, in a playground, randomly running from the swing over to the slide, over to the monkey bars, over to the this, over to that, just randomly running. And I thought, what's the difference between this child and the squirrel? There's not much difference. There's not a whole lot of difference. And unless one enters the arena of training in spiritual life, he'll remain like a child or like a squirrel running around. When he's a child, he'll have children's toys, and when he's an adult, he'll have adult toys. There won't be any difference. It may look a little different, maybe more sophisticated, maybe more mature materially, but spiritually he'll still be under the influence and the modes of nature and think that he's choosing. It's like the child thinks, I'm choosing to climb up the slide down because I will enjoy. And the adult is buying something and thinking that I will get this and I will enjoy. But in actuality, what's happening is just the material nature is just working on itself. It's forcing them to accept certain things according to the nature of that body. One person's body is in the mode of goodness. One person's body is in the mode of passion. One person's body is in the mode of ignorance, or a combination of all three. Sometimes we fluctuate. I know I definitely fluctuate between ignorance and passion. The fluctuation doesn't usually hit goodness very often. So as soon as a living entity, as soon as material nature creates that material body, the material nature directs that body according to the way it's built. Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, he said he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. It's kind of like a spell, like some kind of like witchcraft, or somebody put a spell on me. Like I used to sing a song, whatever I felt, it put a spell on me. So we get this body and it has a spell and it has a certain thing and it acts. So Prabhupada writes that a person seated in a high-speed motor car goes faster than one seated in a slower car, although the living entities, the drivers, may be the same. So when we get the body of a human being, we have a particular karma. You act like a human being. You're supposed to act like a human being. And this whole chapter is about ideal family life. That how human beings are meant to be directed by the Supreme Lord in all their activities so that they don't fall under the sway of the material modes in nature. They can rise above them. They can say no. Remember, Ronald Reagan's wife had that campaign for drugs, Just Say No. Wasn't that Ronald Reagan's wife? What was her name again? Nancy. Yeah, Mother Nancy, Bhaktin Nancy. Just say no to drugs. I remember all the kids were laughing at, ha ha, say no to drugs, yeah, right, you know, ha ha ha, it takes more than that. But through the training of Krishna consciousness, one learns to say no to many things. And there are many do's, there are many do-nots within spiritual life, and that's training. That training must take place. Therefore, one needs a spiritual master or a spiritual guide to train them in spiritual activities, how to engage themselves in spiritual life. Because otherwise, we just remain on the animal platform. No different than the animals. I've said it many times, that was one of the things that caught my brain or caught my intelligence or whatever it was when I first heard it, that animals run on four legs and human beings run on four wheels. What is the difference? It really caught my attention because I couldn't figure out what was the difference. There is no difference. There's no difference between the two. So someone may be in a high-speed car, someone may be in a low-speed car, but everybody's got their car. And according to that particular type of car, you're going to actually act accordingly. So according to the direction of the super soul, material nature creates us a particular type of body according to our desires in our previous life. And according to that, we get some type of body. And then what Srila Prabhupada describes here, similarly, by the order of the Supreme Soul, material nature fashions a particular body to a particular type of living entity so that he can work according to his past desires. You get exactly what we ask for so that we can work accordingly. to fill our desires. We came here and our natural love for Krishna has now been transformed into desire for material sense gratification. I remember one time I was reading that in the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, how that living entity by nature is pure. When he comes into material nature, living entity is pure by nature, and when he falls into material nature, he becomes contaminated by material nature, and that natural love for Krishna is transformed into lust or desire for material sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada gives an example, just like milk touched by sour tamarind is transformed into yogurt. He's transformed. So that natural loving propensity, that prema that we experience, that prema, that pure love of Godhead which we experience in the spiritual world, is now transformed into desire for sense gratification, and we can understand how strong that must be. It's a very powerful force. Therefore, it's described tasmad. What is that verse? I can't remember the Sanskrit. Tasmad tvam indriyan yarda niyam ya bharatar shabaha. Therefore, in the very beginning, one must curb this great sinful of sin, lust, by regulating the senses. This sense regulation is given under the direction of the spiritual teacher. And one slowly begins to advance in spiritual life by slowly withdrawing his senses from the sense object. Gradual advancement in spiritual life, adding on the chanting and the positive aspects of spiritual service to the spiritual master and to the Supreme Lord. And by doing this, one advances in spiritual life, and he can come out of this material covering, which makes him think, yes, everything is okay here. Such a nice place. Srila Prabhupada describes here, thus the living entity is not independent. He's completely dependent upon the Supersoul. He's dependent upon the material energy to fulfill, to give him a facility to fulfill his desires. So there's never a chance for us to be independent. We're always dependent upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either directly or indirectly. That's the way it works in the material world, in the spiritual world. That's how this whole world functions. So one should not think himself independent of the Supreme Lord. The individual is always under the Lord's control. So either we're under the control of the Lord's internal energy, or we're under the control of the Lord's external energy. We have a choice. We do have a choice. And as we make that choice, we move forward in our spiritual life, hopefully. We make the choice, no, I'm not going to engage in these activities which will be detrimental to my spiritual life. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they state that one should give up those things which are unfavorable for spiritual life and accept those things which are favorable for spiritual life. That may differ from person to person. Each person has a particular body, has a particular need, has a particular nature. It has to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Just like Arjuna wanted to change his occupation duty, which was according to his nature as a Kshatriya, and Krishna told him, don't do that. You act according to your nature. You do your work prescribed for you, and at the same time you carry out, you serve me, you think of me. You carry out your prescribed duty of fighting, and at the same time you think of me. So Krishna consciousness is very nice. It gives us the opportunity to advance spiritually and at the same time satisfy ourselves in the material world to whatever extent we need to have that satisfaction there. The amazing thing is that the Supreme Lord is so merciful that it doesn't matter what type of body one takes, one is with him. Just like the other day, after living in Tennessee practically I was there 4 months this summer, and 4 months another time, and 4 months another time. You know, I've lived there, and I know the neighbors. I talk to them a lot. You know, Hari Bol. No, I don't say Hari Bol to them. I say, how you doing? You know, They call me by my civilian name. I never, that nobody can ever say Ritabhaja. It's like even devotees have a hard time in the first month with my name. So finally, the lady across the street, she's a born again fundamentalist Christian, and I knew it, but she had never told me. I could just tell. So finally, she came over to me and she said, "How long have you been following that Dalai Lama guy?" I said, "No, no, not the Dalai Lama. It's Hare Krishna." She said, "Yeah, Hare Krishna." She says, were you a Christian?" And I said, "Yeah, I was raised in a Lutheran church." And I began to explain to her that the soul is anything that has consciousness has a soul. I explained to her transmigration. She says, "You believe in the afterlife?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, and you take another body, and when you reach perfection, you can go back to the spiritual world, but otherwise you take body according to your activities. And by the mercy of the Lord, you get a particular type of body." I said, "Just like these blades of grass, they have consciousness. They turn towards the sun. The tree, it has a body, it has a soul. It turns towards the sun also. Your dog, it has a personality. You know, it's like its consciousness is there, you know. So even if you get the body of a blade of grass, or you get the body of a tree, or you get the body even of a dog, or Prabhupada said even a hog, or a worm in stool." You know, Hare Krishna movement is kind of gross. Consider myself lower than the worm in the stool. That the Supreme Lord accompanies that living entity even in that such an embarrassing condition, as though our condition is not embarrassing. Whatever condition you have, whatever body you have, I read one time here in Dallas when I was giving the Bhagavatam class years ago, and it was described that whatever type of material body you have, basically what it said was that you think it's cool. Whatever, it doesn't matter what kind of body it is, you think it's really, you really stretch your stuff. Even as a mosquito with other mosquitoes, or as a worm with other worms, or a blade of grass, or whatever you may become, you really think that, and as you go up, the identity becomes more and more. More and more conscious. Blade of grass has very little consciousness. Has some, but very little. Dog has more. So I remember after I was reading that, I saw one dog. He was walking down the road like he owned the whole road. I said, "You're going to get run over if you're not careful, you know." I was just thinking to myself, this guy's so foolish. He's walking in the middle of the road, and it's a truck route for hauling limestone from one limestone quarry to the manufacturer, whatever they do with that stuff. I'm not exactly sure what they do. Put it in bread or something. Make your bread heavy. They do that stuff. Bromite, whatever it is, they put that in bread to make it, because if you pick up a loaf of bread and it's nice and heavy, you think, yeah, it's very good. So they put some kind of stone, grind some stones up and put it in there and you eat it. You didn't know that? Makes the bread nice and heavy. You think, yes, this is very good quality. So the dog was thinking, I'm so important, running down the street. I'm walking around thinking I'm so important. But no matter what type of body we have, the living entity is accompanied by the Supersoul. The Supersoul is waiting for us to turn towards him. So, the living entity desires a particular type of body, and the Lord supplies it. I always give the example, it's not like you look through a catalog, the 8,400,000 different species of life, you're kind of like looking through the catalog, no, 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 that one's not too bad. You know, it's not like you look through a catalog, But what you do is by your desire. By our desire, we choose our body. Sometimes you can even tell what kind of body somebody's going to have in their next lifetime because their bodies start to resemble them in this lifetime. So we have to be careful. We don't want to get another material body. We want to get a spiritual body, or at least another devotee body. I had a dream one time. I told you about this dream. It was like a classic dream. I'm not a dream reader, but this one was pretty obvious. We were studying in Lhasa when I was a Gurukul teacher. We were studying the third canto of the Bhagavatam with the movements of the living entity, and it describes how the living entity comes into the material body and into the womb, and then it becomes the size of a chickpea, and then it becomes the size of a golf ball, and then slowly grows and grows and stuff. So in my dream I was observing this living entity inside the womb growing. And according to the Bhagavatam, like 7 months, the living entity becomes conscious that he's in the womb. So all of a sudden, I wasn't the observer of the living entity in the womb. All of a sudden, I became that living entity in the womb. And then I said, oh my God, I didn't make it. I said, after all those years, I didn't get the key. I didn't make it into the spiritual world. I'm in another body. And I thought, I wonder what kind of body I'm in, you know? So I was looking at myself and I saw a human body. And I thought, well, what kind of, you know, am I with the devotees or where am I at? What's going on here, you know? I mean, got to be something's got to go on here, you know? What's happening? And all of a sudden I heard cartels. I said, oh, thank God, at least I'm with the devotees. And I thought, what kind of parents do I have? Are they strict? Are they going to let me get into sense gratification? Are they going to be like, you know, make me get out of the material world this lifetime or not? You know? Then I woke up from the dream and I thought, wow, that was pretty far out. So living entity goes into the material womb, the living entity. And Krishna gives them a particular body, just especially meant. And the Lord supplies the body, which is just like a machine. It's described in the scriptures that when one takes birth, everything for that person's exact amount of happiness and distress is also comes along with that person, for that person to either enjoy or suffer in the material world. Everything is, it's just like a package. It comes along with a package. Everything is there. Perfectly arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we don't want to do that again. We want to take that seriously, you know. Take spiritual life seriously. Great opportunity. Great opportunity. So we'll stop here.